It's an afternoon of the third market day, and Bifaraja has convened a meeting for the people of Kweto to discuss events that have unfolded in the kingdom since the last rite of passage ceremony. Mr. Mambo, Baba Nyota and Mzee Busara are also present. The crowd seems happy, but their faces show mixed feelings.
Greetings, people of Kwetu Kingdom.
Greetings.
It is a beautiful day, and I'm pleased to see all of you happy.
Thank you.
I am proud of you all for embracing and valuing our culture.
Thank you.
And since you all have embraced and valued our culture, the spirits of our ancestors are proud of us. Hail King Matata!
Yeba!
Hail King Matata!
Yeba!
The people of Kwetu, I greet you all.
Greetings!
It is with great happiness that I stand before you to thank you for the active participation during the rites of passage ceremony.
Thank you.
Our boys have turned into men. And now they can protect our kingdom from our enemies. But however, it is with great sadness I say to you, my people, that two of our girls lost their lives. Five are still bleeding to death. And one is still missing. We have a beautiful culture that all of us should protect. But we should remember as much as the tree has grown in the compound. It provides beautiful shades and fruits. But if the branches touches the roof, they should be cut off, my people.
Beautiful people of Kwetu, receive my greetings. I can feel that Bifaraja is in harmony with the spirits of our ancestors. She's listened to the plight of our girls and women and is standing firm to share the voice of the voiceless women and girls. We have lost two young girls. Five are still bleeding, and to make it worse, their future in education has been cut short. How will they compete with this growing world? If only we had time to sit down and listen to the plight of our girls, we could have understood that there is sacredness in their tears and divinity in their inner voices.
Yeba yeza, yeba yeza, Kwetu.
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 The people of Kwetu, I am now happy that the clouds are finally setting the sun free. Look, are you not seeing?
Baba Nyota stands up after Mzee Busara's speech amidst the murmurs of the crowd. Bifaraja adjourns the meeting and everyone leaves. Baba Nyota is seated on a rock by the banks of Kwetu River. The roaring sound of the river are deafening as it travels downstream. Baba Nyota is in deep thought and talking to himself.
The spirits of our ancestors, why me? Why is it that all the pain connected to the cut starts and ends with me? I still wear a wound that has never healed in my heart. First it was my wife who lost her life while giving birth to Nyota. I have never secured a job to sustain and take care of my family. I thought that the 27 cows from Zetama would be a breakthrough for my family. But look now, you've taken Nyota away from me. What should I do? What should I do to appease you, spirits of our land? It has been such a long time since my daughter disappeared from home. I've not heard from from my little nyota, and I don't know where she has gone to. Where do I start? Where do I start looking? Really did a great disservice to my daughter and my late wife. May your soul rest in peace, Mama Nyota. I wish I heard your lamentations. I wish I could empathize with the pain you are going through in your hearts together with the other young women of our village. From today, I resolve that I will champion the listening culture in our community. We refuse to listen to your voices, but now they're louder than ever before. Send this bad man away from my family. My ears are open and my heart is willing to listen to my daughter. I'm beginning to see the effects of the cut. Education, her happiness. Oh, my daughter. My daughter Nyota. I was blinded as I did not understand how our tradition works properly. Come back to me, my daughter. If only I knew this could happen.
Baba Nyota leaves the riverbank and heads to Mzee Mambo's home too. He finds Mzee Mambo and Mzee Busara seated under a tree.
Oh, Baba Nyota.
Yes.
I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah, me too.
Where have you been for?
I've just been around.
We were consulting with Mzee Busara before you came in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now tell me.
Firstly, let me thank you for your concern.
You are welcome.
Today at the meeting, Mzee Mambo,
mm-hmm.
your words of wisdom and those of Mzee Busara really, really touched my heart.
Oh.
I feel like the spirits of our ancestors are sending me a message.
Mm-hmm.
Kindly, guide me through this dilemma, wise men of our land.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, Baba Nyota, I feel the same about your issue. The gods are speaking. I understand the feeling of losing a seed and not seeing it flourish and bloom. I believe, though, that the seed has landed on fertile soil and that it will grow and become a tree that will offer a shade to its people.
Indeed, I understand your words, Mzee Busara. But I have a feeling that they hold a deeper meaning. Kindly, would you help me solve this puzzle?
Baba Nyota.
Yes, Mzee Mambo.
What Mzee Busara is trying to say, I rescued your daughter Nyota when she was running away from home.
Was it you?
Yes. She was frustrated and scared of her future after the cut.
Oh, my poor girl.
There's a lot of hope in your daughter. Her eyes can tell. Allow me, Baba Nyota. Just allow me to rekindle your daughter's light. I'll take her through education. Just allow me. Just allow me, Baba Nyota.
Mzee Mambo.
Mm-hmm.
You have my permission.
Thank you, Baba Nyota.
Baba Nyota, dumbfounded, kneels and lifts up his hands towards the skies. The joy and happiness in his heart could be seen in his tear-filled eyes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God.